visiting with John Lawler. He is the head football coach at Alden Hebron High School. The Giants and eight-man football. I guess we begin our conversation. Can I call you kind of the godfather of eight-man football? Coach, how have things been going with this movement?
It's been going good. It's been going good. Yeah, the season's been rolling right along. We've had some great games, and it's been a real good season so far for everybody, I think, involved.
You didn't answer my question, though. I can call you the godfather of eight-man football, right?
Well, I guess that's better than being called some other things. Oh, yeah, I guess you could.
All right, let's begin our conversation. If you haven't had a chance to see eight-man football and you want an opportunity to do so, specifically in our neck of the woods, I'm recording this conversation from the studios of WRMJ in Aledo. At Monmouth College, the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association state champion will be crowned on Friday night, November the 9th, with a kickoff at 7 o'clock down at Monmouth College. Is that right? That's all confirmed, and that's a chance for people to come and see this game, right?
Yeah, we're still working out some details. I just talked to Coach Braun on Monday, and we're still working out a few details, but I'm pretty sure it's all going to go through, and he's been exceptional with trying to help us make this happen, and I think the school knows that there's interest involved, you know, in that area, and Monmouth College has been really good about helping us. We just got to work out a few details, but I think it's all going to be a go.
All right, and for those people that are listening today, maybe it's a school administrator, a school board member, a parent, or a coach that has sat there and watched 11-man football become a challenge because of declining enrollment, a declining population base, you name it, whatever the issues are, and they say, well, is this something that is worthy of exploring? And I guess some of the answers probably, or some of the questions, I should say, could probably be answered. You have developed a website. Can you elaborate a little bit about that? It's the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association. So kind of highlight that a little bit. And I think that serves as a pretty good resource for considering this as an option to keep football alive for some of these small schools.
Well, yeah, when we got together as an association, Nate Albaugh, who is the coach down at Judah Christian in Champaign, many football people are familiar with Nate. He does a lot of instructional videos and everything, you know, for Coach's Choice, and he's got his own website, Chief Pigskin, so he's all into technology part of things, and he's developed a webpage for the association. It's got a lot of good information on there. It shows the teams that are interested. It kind of explains what we're trying to do, and there's a lot of good information on there, like the playoff bracket. I know he's updating that. That'll be on there. We've tied a bunch of the articles. You know, when Polo joined us, we tied the articles from their newspaper in there, and it's just a good source of information. There's an article that he tied in just recently here. The Chicago Tribune came out and covered our homecoming game with Christian Life, and I think even there, the writers from the Tribune and the photographers were just shocked at how good the response was. And I think the big question he had in his mind was, you know, is this really football? And when it was all said and done, I looked at him at the end of the night and I said, you tell me that emotion and those kids in that game, that wasn't football. And he just looked at me, Coach, he says, you're absolutely right. He said, that was a blast watching that. I think that's the big thing that everybody asks. Is it the same? And it's absolutely the same.
The IHSA, I know last year, declared it an emerging sport. And by the way, the website for the specific Illinois Eight-Man Football Association is located at i8fa.org. That's i8fa.org. And you mentioned about it being football, and it is football. It's just not 11-man football, and the width of the field is reduced to 40, but the length is still 100 yards. We were talking to Elliot Craig last week, and he's the coach of that North Fulton co-op between Spoon River Valley and Cuba. And it was interesting, you know, they're exploring it, but I thought what he had said, you know, rings so true when you start to understand the concept of this a little bit. He's like, hey, man, if you want to run the ball in eight-man, line it up and run it. You want to run the veer, do it. If you want to go spread, go spread. Pass the ball every down if you want to. You can do that. The adjustment is just the configuration of how many eligible linemen you can have with an eight-man team compared to the 11-man game, right? I mean, that's the philosophy. It's just eight-man instead of 11-man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I listened to Coach Craig's interview, and he's absolutely right. I mean, you know, I think the thought out there is that you're lining up, and if you're playing eight-man, it's like arena ball inside, and there's no running starts. There's nothing like that. It's not like that at all. It is football minus two linemen and one skill guy. So he's absolutely right. If you want to line up and run power, you can run power. If you want to spread out, you can run spread. And quite honestly, the biggest adjustment as a coach is, I think, just figuring out you've got an even number instead of that odd with 11. So a coach's deal, it's been kind of fun. I think I said it in the last interview with you. It's been kind of fun for me because you try to get to that off balance. You try to get to that number, and it's a little different with that even number of players out there. So that's the biggest thing, really. Other than that, it's still football. Anybody that comes and sees it, you know, the narrowness of the field, probably when they see the field the first time, that probably catches them. But, you know, like here in Illinois, we're promoting it at its full length, you know, and once they see a game or two, you can't tell the difference. You really can't.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, you know, I called it a domino last week, that if you know, you're looking for different pockets of the state to proceed to eight-man football. I was talking to a coach that coaches in the heart of Illinois Conference, and he had indicated, hey, I'm not going to name the school, but he had indicated to me off the air that, hey, I don't know how much longer we can go. We're flirting with, you know, 35 total kids in the program. Are we really optimistic that we can legitimately field, you know, an 11-man team at the JV level? Probably not consistently. So, you know, you have your school along the Wisconsin border that plays Christian Life in Rockford, Judah Christian in the Champaign area, Milford Cisna Park over in East Central Illinois, Jacksonville ISD, and then Lake Forest Academy outside of Chicago, and then next year Polo High School and River Ridge High School in the Northwest Upstate Illini territory. And as we mentioned, North Fulton is considering it. So I know what the big issue here is, schedule one. I know you have the luxury playing, the opportunity of maybe playing some Wisconsin eight-men teams. But, you know, I think the next big domino is you got to look for certain pockets of the state to say, well, let's look at exploring this, let's look at doing this, to get some of these other dominoes falling where you can get 30 to 40 teams, and then voila, what happens? It's not the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association state championship. You know, it's a bracketed IHSA state tournament series that will crown a state champion. So I would assume the geography now is kind of the next big thing to get some dominoes falling in certain parts of the state.
Oh, I feel absolutely that way. And like I said, there's several schools down by Coach Craig's school and area that are talking about it, that are thinking about it. And obviously, and I was really happy that he came to the last meeting. We had another school at the last meeting, you know, that wanted to listen in and gather information. And it's kind of like what's happened up here. You know, we committed to it. Christian Life committed to it. Westminster did. Now, they're still going to try to come back with the team. They were short of boys this year, but they're still going to try to come back. And then Polo committed, and that was huge. That was huge for us. There's just another good traditional program that decided, hey, this, for our program, this is the right thing to do. And now River Ridge is committed. And I think once that domino falls down south, then we'll have some more schools in that area. And as we said at the meeting, as far as scheduling, with every new team that we get, and we're hoping to get two or three more from the southern area, that just makes less long bus trips, and it's going to make life easier for everyone when one or two or three or four start to commit from down there. Because we're trying to play, you know, regional as much as we can, but we still have to do those crossover games. Everybody plays each other right now. But as more schools commit, the travel will become less, the issues will become less with that. And I think you're, you know, the guys that sat in that meeting last time, when they realized how we're trying to put the schedule together to ease everybody's pain, they understood that. And I think once more come, you know, it'll just make life easier for everybody. And you're right. Eventually, yes. Our goal is not to compete against the IHSA and to be on our own. Our goal is to just show that this can be a great sport for the state of Illinois. We're throwing together this little playoff thing this year. You know, Illinois loves its playoffs. Nate said that best, I think, a year ago, and he's right. And that has encouraged people to look at this and say, hey, there is a little something out there for the kids' hard work. There is a little bit of a reward. And that's all we're trying to do. And the quicker we can get to 20, 24, 30 teams, and I think that's when the IHSA will say, hey, look, this is on its feet pretty good. Let's go ahead and take this over. And then our association just turns into a support, help with scheduling, you know, type of a coaches association at that point. And then we don't have to handle, you know, the playoffs or anything like that anymore. You know, but we'll always be there for the support, I hope.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing, and when I had talked to you before about this topic, you know, about some of the old school guys will find it hard to accept, you know, going from 11 man to 8 man. And your response, I remember, you're like, I am old school. So,
I am one of those old school guys.
So if you and to segue perfectly off that, and for those people that don't realize, your brother is Mike Lawler at Stillman Valley.
Cousin.
So we all know the heritage of the Lawler family, and especially in this area with the Midline Veery, what they've done to some of our teams in the postseason in this area. But I tell you, another enlightening conversation I had about this topic was not too long ago, and it was at, I think, a state basketball tournament, and it was with the executive secretary of the Illinois Coaches Association, who was instrumental and monumental in creating the IHSA high school football playoff system back in 1974. Who are we talking about? We're talking about John K. Elder. And I remember he said to me, you know, about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, he had indicated, hey, we need to look at doing something. And eight-man football may be the possibility to keep some of these smaller programs alive. So he was on to something. That's a guy that understands what's at stake. And he believes that, you know, eight-man football can be a savior for some of these small schools that are struggling with numbers. And I guess long story short here, in my conversation with you, what are the bullet points that, and I realize you're speaking on behalf of the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association, but what do you truly think the bullet points are out there, if you put up on a board and say, well, if this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, then maybe you should start looking in this direction of eight-man football. Are there certain characteristics that come to mind for you that, you know, some of these schools, some of these co-ops, some of these programs should be considering an option like this?
Well, I think there's multiple ones, and I'll use us as the big example. I mean, for the people that don't know, and I'm not trying to brag on our program, but we've had a pretty good run for the last 15, 16 years, and I could just see coming after about 4 or 5 years ago, I could just see at our lower levels and we were having a hard time keeping fresh, soft kids interested and out, we started playing eight-man. Because and I told even the people involved in our conference, I said, guys, I'm willing to go play 6-on-6 or 7-on-7 at the fresh, soft level just to keep my kids interested. They can't just become practice fodder. And I think most coaches understand that, and I really hope they do, because a high school kid doesn't want to work from June 1st through his 25 contact days and lift weights all year just to be practice fodder for the varsity team. You've got to have some lower level games, and that was one of our big issues, you know. So we started playing, and a lot of us in the conference did that had low numbers. And then I started looking at this, and I'm going, okay, that's a big issue. The next big issue, and I've seen this for years, and I've been coaching a long time, is for many years, you try to put an 11-man competitive team out there, and every now and then you get that freshman that's just a stud, and he can play with those boys, and he's just physically more mature. But most of the time, they're not. And they're not really ready to be out there with the 17- and 18-year-old, 185, 220-pound kids. And they get beat up. And they're just not ready for it. A lot of 1A schools get caught in that catch-all. Well, we still want to have that. We're playing kids because we just have to. And I caught myself. You can hide two or three kids, but you can't hide when you get to the point where you're struggling for kids. You can't hide four or five. I mean, they're going to get beat up. They're going to get hurt. They're going to get discouraged. And I think a lot of us got to that point. The third thing, and I don't know, because we haven't gathered the facts yet, but we're trying to gather the facts, is everybody's safety concerns now. Is this safer because you're not putting little Johnny freshman out with that 18-year-old senior that's going to whack him and hurt him? Is it safer? Well, you know, we're gathering and we're looking at it, and I even told the IHSA this year, I want our coaches of the association, you know, the IHSA has you fill out the safety form at the end of every season, and I want our guys to fill that out too for them, but we're kind of making our own to even more specific to see exactly what injuries were there. Are your concussions down from 2 years ago? You know, and could that be a product of the numbers involved too? Sure could. But at the same time, we're just trying to come up with some data to see if this is a little safer because you're not putting those younger kids out there with those older kids. Those are three of the biggest things that made me make this choice 3 years ago and go to my board and say, we've got to do this to save football at Alden Hebron, or our tradition of football and our Friday night lights. We just got lights put on our field about 5-6 years ago after all those years of being in the playoffs. That's all paid forward by those earlier kids and teams. And now if we don't do something, we won't have a football team. That's the biggest thing that I think all the small schools, you got to look in the mirror and say, how can we make this safer, more fun, and how can we make it last? And I think those will be the true ones that look at that will be the ones playing eight-man football. They won't be chasing that dream of, oh, we can win five games, and we're just going to keep flopping conferences and make the 11-man playoffs. They're going to really look at their program, and they're going to do what's best for their program and come to eight-man football.
All right, I hope that some of the schools in our area really listen to what you just said, or they can rewind it on our podcast and listen to it over, because attrition is the big issue for me with some of these 11-man programs that are trying to hang on and play 11-man. And you mentioned the attrition thing, and they're playing kids that are freshmen and sophomores, and by attrition I mean they're playing them at the varsity level. They're not winning a spot. They have to play them, and then you're saying, well, why 2 or 3 years later, why isn't that program successful? Well, because those kids that got beat up as freshmen and sophomores, they don't come back out as juniors and seniors because they get sick of it, and you're right in that continuous cycle. So that's the great point you bring up, and that allows you to then field a JV team at eight-man football as well when you need eight players on the field and a couple of less linemen. Again, the website is the letter I, the number 8, FA.org. That's I, the number 8, FA.org. And John Lawler with the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association, also the coach at Alton Hebron. Again, the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association will play a state title game down at Monmouth College on Friday night, November the 9th at around 7 o'clock. Head on down there and get up close and personal and see how this eight-man game works. John Lawler, always great to talk with you. And tell your cousin Mike Lawler, if he runs into any of our area teams again, be nice to us.
Well, he's having a pretty good year again this year. I know that, you know, they've been down a little bit lately, but I see that he's got things rolling over there again. So Mike's a great coach. He loves the game of football, and you know, he went to a good school. You know, old UW Platteville. Both of us graduated from up there, and he's doing a great job, and he's a great coach, and not only that, he's a great man. So he's got him rolling again.
All right, good to visit with you, Coach Lawler. We'll keep updating people on this eight-man movement, and I know we'll talk to you again down the road. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Jim.
And John Lawler with Alden Hebron in the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association joining us on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.